Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this third day of October 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours live. And we have some guests that end up coming on frequently because they're so informative, and also I like talking to them, and they're popular with the audience. That is the trifecta, the perfect storm. Gerald Celente will be on with us to take calls. I'll try not to hog him for the full hour and maybe take 40 minutes of calls or so. We'll do as best we can doing that today with Gerald Celente coming up in the third hour. Pat Shannon hadn't been on in years, but I've been talking to Pat and known him for about 17 years. Author, great journalist. He'll be joining us talking about his new book, Everything They Told Me Was a Lie. He'll be joining us in the second hour. We'll also take some calls for Pat Shannon as well on election 2012. Okay, wow. Where to start here? There is just so much. And every day when I end the show, I get really mad at myself because I end up not covering all of the news that I had intended to get to. So I am going to try my very, very darndest today to get through all of this. You know, there's a big controversy, a talking point that Obama isn't good on national security when he's a total globalist. I mean, it's the opposite of national security. They want to get rid of nationalism, end of any sovereignty, end the end of any type of freedom. But the neocons have been beating a drum for several weeks saying that, you know, they lied about it being Al-Qaeda that killed the ambassador. While ignoring the issue that NATO and the Republican leadership in the Congress were instrumental in backing putting Al-Qaeda in Libya, in Syria, and other areas, there were 5 car bombs by Al-Qaeda in Syria, in and around Damascus. I mean, this is a major war. This is a major proxy war that is going on right now. In fact, the Associated Press has the headline that there are covert wars going on in Africa, all over Africa, and the Middle East. Well, no kidding. I mean, this is a war. People are like, Alex, where's the war? You said there'll be a war. What do you call all this? Well, it's a globalist takeover. And then the public's so dumbed down about the players, they're like, well, we got to be in the Middle East, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda works for the globalist. It's funded. It's protected by them. So White House has no comment on House GOPers' assertions that Libyan mission request security prior to 9/11 this year, which, of course, they did request the security. They were set up. Now, the question is, by who? You know, we've heard a lot of stuff from Webster Tarpley and Steve Pachenik, and I don't know if they're right, because in a world of disinformation and lies, I'm not saying they're lying, but you can't nail down exactly who's behind this. I've tried. In hindsight, it usually comes out, but we're so close to the events. All I know is there's the overarching issue here of Al-Qaeda being injected all over Africa. They're even in Central Africa now, not just North Africa and East Africa, and they're injecting them all over the Middle East and Central Asia. And I saw another headline last night. In fact, I think I IM'd it to you guys with the headline that Iran is working with Al-Qaeda, and that a nuclear Iran is a nuclear Al-Qaeda. Well, that was Netanyahu saying that again. Folks, Al-Qaeda is the opposite of Iran and the Shiites. I mean, you can label the Shiite government over there as terrorist if you want, but it's a different group than Al-Qaeda. And I just cannot stand this anymore. Yeah, there it is, State Department. Iran supports Al-Qaeda, Taliban. Print that for me, too. I mean, there's just no end. No Hillary Clinton. You support them. So I don't have a dog in this fight with the Republicans and Democrats fighting over, you know, what's happening in the Middle East. The point is that we'll break it down when we come back.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is Wednesday, the third day of October 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I want to thank you all for joining us today, no matter how you're listening, whether it be on XM 166 or local AM and FM affiliates in your area. And, of course, a video streaming of the radio show at prisonplanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com, as well as the free audio streams and podcast at prisonplanet.com and InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com, because there is a war on for your mind. Prisonplanet.com, because the globalists, in their own words, want to construct and build a prison planet where from cradle to grave you are under eugenicist population reduction control. The humans that will be allowed to continue on in the future will be dumbed down, subboid toys of the globalists so they can feel superior and remember their victory over humanity. And that, of course, is paraphrasing many of their own words that we document in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Okay, Gerald Celente is joining us to take your phone calls on the accelerating global engineered collapse in the third hour, always popular on the show and informative. And we have Pat Shannon, Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie, author, very informative investigative journalist who I've known for 17 years, hadn't been on in a few years. He's going to be on with us in the second hour today. Okay, look, I've just got so many stacks of news here. Let me just start on the right and go to the left, not even necessarily the top stories here that we're going to be going over. And by that, there's just so much. I'm not going to even the most important stories first because, quite frankly, I can't even decide what is most important anymore. I'm normally very decisive. It's just that now the rampant, insane tyranny is so wall-to-wall that I just have my head spinning. And I guess that's exactly where the globalists want us, but it is all insane. One area I do want to get into a little bit later in the hour is the fact that Whole Foods is going around the internet removing videos showing that they are more and more selling genetically modified food. We're talking cross-species chimera stuff. We're talking about crops that grow their own pesticides inside them that kill bugs that eat it. And people are like, well, at least Whole Foods tries to be organic. And the issue there is, if the globalists can take over Whole Foods, they can take anything over. And so it's kind of like, you know, you come home and you find your wife in bed with another man. You know there's hookers downtown on the side of the street. You're not mad at them. You don't have a personal beef with them. It's like, hey, other grocery stores are pure poison. Other restaurants are pure GMO. Why are you mad at Whole Foods? Well, because people spent money there. People have supported it. It's claimed it's all about organic. It's helped lead the way, being founded here in Austin, Texas, and has become a multi-billion dollar a year profitable company. And now it's meeting with Monsanto heads. Now it's giving money to the Monsanto's former lawyer, who is the director of the FDA. I mean, all of this is in the report Aaron Dykes put out yesterday at InfoWars.com, Monsanto shutting down videos exposing that they sell GMO. All the documents, the SEC filings, all of it. So the issue is the founding fathers didn't really get mad at British officers. They were just the enemy. But everybody got mad at Benedict Arnold because he'd been a successful, patriotic general in the rebellion. In the New Republic. And then it turned out at the end he flipped sides and was a double crosser. And so he's known as a Benedict Arnold. That's why people are so hurt. That's why people are so angry. I saw some moron comment on InfoWars.com this morning in an article that Mike Adams wrote for Natural News that we posted. And he says YouTube censors organic spies video exposing Whole Foods employees lying about GMO. And we'll put that on screen for TV viewers. And I can show people the article that we're actually talking about. And down here in the story, we show how they're removing the videos. We show then in the article down at the bottom, Aaron Dykes' video is posted at the bottom. Aaron Dykes breaks down Whole Foods GMO deception. And then one of the commenters I saw this morning, let me try to find it here, said that boycott Whole Foods. Are you crazy? Why attack one of our own team members? Sure, they are not perfect, but attack them. Who is behind this? Walmart? Wake up, people, said Rick Clay, 2012. Rick, if they can take over Whole Foods and first have a few GMO things, and now more and more Aaron shops there every day. My wife shops there once a week. We go now, and like a third of it's GMO. I mean, you've got to read every label. Brands that weren't GMO are now GMO. So there's a takeover happening. And instead of going and pressuring Whole Foods, where I've spent tens of thousands of dollars, probably more in the last 20 years. No, I'm supposed to sit down and shut up and just, you know what, Whole Foods, here's my money. I'll eat GMO. Thank you. Or I'll be accused of working for Walmart. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, hey, bud, you go ahead and go eat your GMO, okay? You go ahead and criticize Mike Adams. You go ahead and attack him. In fact, I'm going to have Kurt Nemo add Aaron Dykes' great report to that Natural News report up at the top. Will you guys ask him to add Kurt, Aaron Dykes' video to the top of that report? I just want to send people there so they can find the article and the other. And the video is Aaron Dykes breaks down Whole Foods GMO deception. Incredible 25-minute report last night. Amazing research. I mean, it's in-depth. You want the in-depth full-spectrum analysis? There it is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll update the Prison Planet version of that NaturalNews.com report as well. So, you know what? I said I'd kind of give you all the headlines. I'm going to get back into this whole organic thing in a moment, and it's in the news. Romney admits he and his wife are obsessed with organic, but he is the Monsanto king going back 25 years, helping get it on your table. Obama is even more. I mean, if Romney's the Monsanto king, Obama is the Monsanto grand emperor supreme Bashar. I mean, he is the grand mufti, the poobah, the Raj, he's God, basically, of GMO. I mean, he makes Romney look like a good guy, I've got to be honest. I mean, everything Obama's done, Aaron Dykes breaks it down. And I've got all these articles where Romney, in the last 10 years, has done profiles how at their house. It's nothing but organic, and they're obsessed with it. And then I have all the articles here where the Chinese elite have their own secret farms that have come out, even in LA Times, Associated Press, obsessed with clean water, non-GMO. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the elite, the Monsanto cafeterias have no GMO. That's a London Telegraph, BBC, Associated Press, CBC. Again, they won't eat it, but they want you to eat it, and they don't want you to know with on the labels. And if you say, hey, I think that Whole Foods ought to support Prop 37, you get emails and see comments saying, hey, knock it off, you Walmart supporter. And I'm like, really? I didn't know I was a... It's weird. I like post videos and articles critical of Israel. And then there's comments like, you dirty Israel lover, we're going to kill you. It's just like, okay, I'm against GMO. Shut up, Walmart. Hey, you know, I think it's really dangerous, and a lot of Israelis, you know, don't want to launch a war either. Shut up! Shut up! Stop supporting Israel in the war. I mean, it's like, okay. Because there is a mass mental illness out there. So we're going to be getting into all of that. We're going to get into the big debate tonight. They've been training over off of notes for, well, some cases, weeks. We're going to be getting into more news on GMO. What's exactly in the milk now, the GMO milk? We're going to be telling you about that. That has human cells in the mammary glands, in the udders, into the breast of the bovine mammal. Bovinus familiaris? What's the technical name of a domesticated bovine? Is it bovine familiaris? I don't know. I'm just guessing, you know, canine familiarness, lobo, feline familiarness. I don't know anymore, ladies and gentlemen. I'm an extremist. I'm a bad man. Speaking of that, here's probably our top story. And I'm going to ask the webmasters to repost Paul's article, because he writes stuff in the afternoon, and for whatever reason, stuff written in the afternoon, because stuff gets posted about 6 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12, constantly. We got quite a crew, contributors, writers. But stuff after like 4 or 5 seems to just disappear into a memory hole. U.S. Army characterizes people frustrated with mainstream ideologies. That's a quote, as terrorists. And we've got the U.S. Army's own manuals, because the Army now is over domestic operations. When they were arresting peaceful protesters a month ago at the DNC, it was in the news. The Army would order police, arrest them, plainclothes Army. And then the Army went to the judges and said, keep these protesters in jail for a few weeks. We don't want them out because protesting's low-level terror. And they presented to the judge the Homeland Security guidelines saying protesting is, quote, low-level terrorism. And cops out there who are in intelligence, you know, the so-called intelligence bureaus, they're all nodding their head. Yeah, you're like, yeah, no, that's what our manuals say. And it's saying just not believing mainstream media, you're a terrorist. Okay. And don't forget, the same government teaches the Founding Fathers are bad. I think we know who the real bad guys are. Anybody bad-mouthed the Founding Fathers? Oh, that's the bad guys. Yeah. What would you expect in a foreign takeover? Oh, they would badmouth our founders and those of us that are loyal to the Republic and actually have our heads screwed on straight. And of course, that ties into the Associated Press admitting that Homeland Security targets the American people and not terrorists. Here for now, tomorrow ever gone. Seasons don't fear the reaper.
Seasons don't fear the reaper. Nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
The globalists, they want to overtake creation. They want to rewrite it in their ugly image so they can announce that they are God of this planet, God of this world. And that's the manifestation we're seeing right now. You know, the time for screwing around, the time for playing games is over, because the hour is getting late, my friends. Look around you at all of the insanity taking place and the massive arms buildup by governments and corporations against the people, because criminal elements have seized the institutions. There are a lot of good people within the institutions, but they are being slowly twisted to the dark side. Evil is approaching critical mass, flashpoint, explosion point, jump point, implosion point. That's how tyrannies work. They rot slowly, and then suddenly there's a collapse event, an orgy event of evil. And we're now just beginning the descent. I've got crime news, without even looking for crime news, of riots here, riots there, people occupying buildings, occupying stores, mass shootings, hijackings all over the country of 18-wheelers, of trains, cops getting shot all over the place, citizens being killed. Crime is exploding right now. Major heist, museums being robbed every day. Without even looking, museums are being robbed. But it's in this article, it's in that article, and they never say, hey, crime's exploding. And then, of course, it's famously known that big cities cook their crime numbers down so they can claim they're doing a good job. Meanwhile, police more and more admit, they've even had the New York Police Union multiple times come out in the last few years and say, look, we don't want to give someone sitting on a park bench more than 5 minutes a ticket. They have those rules in New York. We don't want to give a pregnant woman sitting down on the side of the street waiting for a bus a ticket because there's no seats on the bus stop. We don't want to give somebody throwing the wrong thing in the wrong trash can, a $500 ticket. We've been ordered to. Even that corrupt union doesn't like doing what they're doing. Even the most corrupt police force in the country, at least the most arrogant from what I've seen and out of control, they don't like this, but they're ordered to. And that leads me to this article that I'm having reposted because it came out yesterday evening at the top of Infowars.com. It's a big deal. You've seen the Army documents and the Homeland Security documents saying returning veterans are the number one threat, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. We broke that news the last 4 years with law enforcement sending it to us that are freaked out and should be by this information, who aren't completely brainwashed when they go to meetings and the founding fathers are bad-mouthed and gun owners are bad-mouthed and veterans are bad-mouthed. That's the bad guys that talk like that. I mean, this is pretty obvious. Sounds like something you'd hear in a Soviet re-education camp. U.S. Army characterizes people frustrated with mainstream ideologies as terrorists. Individuals who, quote, believe in government conspiracies also framed as violent radicals. And it says they are extremists. They are terrorists. You've got to go read the full manual. And this is public. I'm going to be going more over that. But first, I want to get to this. Intelligence effort named citizens not terrorists. Associated Press, October 3rd. Well, they had the head of the air marshals for the district that's there in Colorado a few years ago. He said, look, I'm blowing the whistle. I'm not going to be part of this. We're ordered to put seven-year-old kids in a lifetime terrorist database if they've got a camera taking pictures of the airplanes. We're ordered to put people in databases if they order a vegetarian meal. I'm not doing this anymore. Last time they declassified it, it was 2 million plus people in the terror database. Congress people, media people. It's pure persecution. I know I'm on the harassment list, not the no-fly list, because they try to drag me off now when I fly. And they know who I am, and they laugh at me, and I'm like, you really feel good about yourself. Be quiet, troublemaker. Heard your show yesterday, by the way. That's our country. I mean, this is real. This is really happening. And they're hiring people that like to steal from you. They don't care. Everyone I know has been robbed by the TSA, including me. I know me best. Intelligence effort named citizens as terrorists. And here it is. They target people fishing and marriage counseling as terrorists. That's right, folks. That's right. I mean, how many times has it been leaked or people sued and done FOIA requests and Alex Jones, Drudge Report? It's all in there. That's. I mean, they'll have police constantly reading intelligence cables. I put that in quotes about, and Jones thinks there might be a global government, and that's part of his hate, and it may lead to officers being killed. Global government, every time I open up the Financial Times of London, it's announcing the world government and how all my rights are being taken. I mean, what, because I saw the sun come up this morning, I'm a terrorist?
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you just tuned in for the first time, you have found the rabbit hole that leads to Wonderland. The real world is spinning around us. What you see on the television, what the globalists try to distort, is a twisted version of reality. All of us see through rose-colored glasses. None of us have all the answers. Everything we do is distorted in one way or the other. That is the non-perfection, which is the perfection of humanity and God's plan. But if you're tuning in for the first time, you have found at the tip of the spear in the fight to awaken humanity to the globalists, to the parasites that seek to dumb you down, that who seek to remove your destiny of liberty and freedom from you. We simply go with the truth. We simply go with the best information we have and attempt to tell it like it is. That is our agenda. That is what we stand for. Freedom and more of it. I'm going to get back into U.S. Army characterizing people frustrated with mainstream ideologies, that's a quote, as terrorists. You don't like the dying dinosaur media, the mainstream ideologies that everyone's abandoning? Every poll shows it. I mean, Congress has a 9% approval rating last time I checked. The highest is about 11%. So it's just like 8%, 9% in polls believe the official story of the Kennedy assassination. And the media says 90% of us or more that we are dangerous conspiracy theorists. a tiny minority of people who don't even believe it themselves, but understand it's part of the establishment mantra, tell us we've got a problem because we live in the real world. Well, keep trying to frame the debate, keep trying to control reality, keep trying to tell us that your history's actors and that you'll change reality moment to moment, and we'll just follow that new reality. No. Enter the sound of a record being stopped, the needle being drug across it. Game over. We see through you, we're aware of the fraud, and now no matter how elaborate or how fancy the distraction is, no matter how thick the fog is, we can smell the stench of your lies. Game over. Even the most simple-minded know the system isn't their friend. Even the most simple-minded know the establishment's out of control. Even the most simple-minded know that we're in danger, Will Robinson, danger. So I'll be getting back into this in a bunch of the military news is off the charts, the economic news, the GMO news, and a bunch of other news ahead of Gerald Celente and others joining us. Gerald, one of the most popular guests we have on. And I don't just have somebody on if they're popular. I have them on if I like them, too. I mean, what you hear on the air is what I think is interesting. And I'm glad that it resonates with you. But if I spent all day trying to figure out what you want to hear and trying to, you know, give you what you want, well, this wouldn't be the number one alternative radio show in the world. People want reality. They want truth. They don't want something that's polished. People want freedom with all the rough edges that come with it and more of it, as I said. Briefly, we came out with the September issue, the economic collapse, banksters plot to destroy U.S. economy. Also, banksters brag that they've conquered the United States. We sold out of 37,000 of them in less than 2 days. I held back 3,000 so that when we had the subscription start in October, you would get the first issue plus the next 12 for $59.95. That includes shipping. And so now the only way to get the original one, because they're totally sold out other than the ones we held back, is to sign up for the subscription. The introductory offer will end very soon because we'll be sold out of the 3,000 in the next day or so at the way these subscriptions are selling. But the most important thing is this is print 2.0. Old print's dying mainly because of the propaganda. Even mainline media is dying online. The statistics show, you can pull them up, because people don't trust mainstream media. These are pamphlets, but they're big. 48 pages long, but they are pamphleteer stuff with hardcore vital, you know, super hard-hitting, not mincing words info designed to wake up friends and family. People are kind of fatigued by links and videos and things, at least a lot of them are, being sent to them in their inbox. But if you give someone, which essentially is like a little book with graphics and all the rest of it, with shocking headlines, because reality is shocking, reality is sensational, like words don't describe how sensational it is, they tend to read it. And incredible effects with the 90,000 that hit the streets one way or another. We put 50,000 in the streets of Austin, print another 40,000, 37,000 sold out. We printed a little more than 50,000 extra to sell this time. And so, again, they are selling out quick at this rate. They'll be sold out in about a week. You can buy them in bulk at cost in 10 packs up to 100 packs, and shipping is included in the price. But support us, but also support truth and liberty. In fact, really don't support us, because the only way we'll lose money is if you don't buy all of them. We don't make money. I mean, I had it all numbered out here to sell these at cost as a outreach, just like we give free citizen rule books with famous quotes, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, in every order at Infowars.com, and free bumper stickers and stuff. It's all about that outreach. That's the overarching mission in our hierarchy of needs. Sure, we need to make money to fund ourselves, and I wear that hat of a businessman, you know, who's out there finding products I believe in to promote them and push them so that we can be truly independent. And that's because of you supporting us. So be sure and also support our local AM&FM affiliates, sponsor them, support their sponsors, let them know you support them and spread the word. That is absolutely vital, because the most of our audience is AM&FM. Even though we're number one on the web, it is still a fraction of what our giant AM&FM audience is. But I'm now digressing. InfoWarsStore.com to get the new October issue. in bulk, or you can sign up for a subscription and get the first issue along with the second issue and the next 12 issues. You get 13 issues for the price of 12, shipping included, InfoWarsStore.com, or link through at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to us, no shipping that needs to be added, just $59.95. Shipping included on your next 12, I guess 13 issues, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. I should add here that it's very, very important to give this as an early Christmas gift, because we don't have time to play games. You can send 12 issues, or I guess 13, just sign up online and put your friends, family, or businesses, or libraries, because then they'll place it in the periodic area. Sign it up for your local library. You'll put 13 of these in the library. I mean, just think of ways like that. Because let me tell you, somebody sees a giant black pyramid with a pile of skulls and a robot with wires hooked into its head, they're going to open this up. Most publications where they put out 50,000 in Austin, there's only a few that do it, it takes a month for them to get picked up. We put 50 to 100 of these out at over 1,000 locations. Most of them are gone within 2 days. So again, if we can make this successful, which we're starting to do, I've already got over, I don't know what it is, it's a massive number of major publishers, local newspaper publishers in foreign countries, in Australia, in Europe, in New York. They're all knocking our doors down ready to print these in your city with half the content local. I mean, this is a big deal we're doing. All right, side issue, I'm ranting. InfoWarsStore.com, order the magazine today. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. And get the yearly subscription. Okay, let me get back into this top story here, because this is such a big deal. I'm having it reposted at the top of InfoWars.com. U.S. Army characterizes people frustrated with mainstream ideologies as terrorist. Individuals who believe the government conspiracies, that's a quote, are framed as violent radicals. Go read the Army manual yourself. A leaked U.S. Army document obtained by Wired Magazine, this is Wired Magazine, characterizes people. Hey, Wired Magazine, why don't you report on the Army admitting their new manual says FEMA camps for the American people? Only RT covered it. That's been out for over 3 months. Folks, we need to force that out. A leaked U.S. Army document obtained by Wired Magazine characterizes people frustrated with mainstream ideologies as potential terrorists, while also framing those who believe in government conspiracies as violent radicals. You know who wrote this? Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL. You can tell they wrote it. This stuff's regurgitated over and over again. I've been reading the same stuff for 15 years. These are some warning signs that you have been turned into a terrorist who will soon kill your coworkers, according to U.S. military. You recently changed your choices in entertainment. Oh, yeah. Locking your desk is in another manual. You have peculiar discussions, which people consider talking about freedom, evil, and weird. That's why we've had people call police on us on the streets of Austin talking about liberty with video cameras. InfraGuard starts calling the cops on us. You complain about bias. Oh, my gosh. Like, hey, it's not fair. They paid $20+ billion to ship GM to China. You're socially withdrawn, and you're frustrated with mainstream ideologies. And it just goes on from there. Complain about bias, frustrated with mainstream ideologies, visiting extremist webs or blogs. I'd have to call Wired that, because they cover the tyranny all the time, because they know that's popular. Alternative reading habits. Oh, my gosh, reading? What's alternative? Highly emotional, using social networks. Well, there you go. You're a terrorist. Now, let me move along to the next report. This was never about Al-Qaeda that the globalists run. I'm getting to that in a moment. Intelligence efforts names citizens, not terrorist. AP. Now, I've been telling you this for 11 years, that you're going to have to get a job. To get a job, you're going to get Homeland Security approval. That's now happening. You're going to face scan to buy and sell. That's now happening. They're going to give you trusted traveler cards, but you'll still get grubbed. And the whole thing in the manuals is about gun owners, libertarians, returning veterans, patriots, land rights activists, people that are protesting the TSA. That's who they say the terrorists are. And I always told you they would expand to the highway, streets, and roads. They're now doing that because they said they'd do it. It's not like I was, you know, just imagining this. And it goes on. A multi-billion dollar information sharing program created in the aftermath of 9/11 has improperly collected information about innocent Americans and produced little valuable intelligence on terrorism. A Senate report concludes it portrays an effort that ballooned far beyond anyone's ability to control. No, it was designed to. I've shown you the John Elway training video where it says, does someone have a snorkel in their car? Does someone have a camera in their car? Is someone asking cops for directions? Oh, it said being friendly in one of these federal training manuals they gave the state police in Colorado. Being friendly. Yeah, I've played these videos on air, these training videos that were sent to us that say restricted. Well, we're going to show them. I mean, it's are they wearing blue jeans? They say that. Are they particularly friendly? That's why one time an alarm went off at my house. The cops show up. I go outside in my shorts. And I went, yeah, the wind's been blowing. I think it made that pressure lock. Thank you for coming out. And the cops both knew who I was. Well, because I asked them after. And, the male cop was older. He's like, all right, thank you. And I shook his hand. And the woman was looking at me real crazed. And she goes, let me see your ID. And luckily, was wearing shorts with pocket. And I brought my wallet out just knowing it. And I was so tired. I go, here it is. And she still, because it was like the fact that I smiled at them. And when I said something like, how's it going tonight? Busy night? This is when they're leaving. You know, this isn't she wanted to see my ID up front. It was like, hey, busy night? And she turns around, and I'm like, oh, God, the training. You're going to ask for my ID, aren't you? I mean, it's so pathetic. And they both knew who I was. And I was like, wait a minute. She's looking at my ID, and I go, you know who I am. She's like, just checking. See, it's about mindlessness. It's like when you see a 75-year-old man, I've seen him on walkers over 80, buying pipe tobacco, and the young punk behind the Walgreens counter demands to see their ID. Or an old man buying a bottle of wine who can hardly walk at the local grocery store, and they do it. And I go, why do you do that? We're just told to. Yeah, it's about mindlessness. It's about you're not allowed to ever navigate anything yourself. And that's how it is. I can't tell you how many times we get put in intelligence files because we're out doing an interview and the cops just pull up and go, we want your IDs. Well, we're just here interviewing citizens on the sidewalk. Still, we got a call because they've taught all these InfraGuard, hundreds of thousands of them and growing, that it's terrorist to even ask questions. What began as an attempt to put local, state, and federal officials, not servants, in the same room analyzing the same intelligence, no, it's under federal control, has instead caused huge amounts of money for data mining software. Yeah, that means violating your Fourth Amendment. Flat screen televisions and in Arizona, two fully equipped Chevy Tahoes that are used for communicating. Investigators said, well, that's nothing. This is a total whitewash. They spent $2 billion in New York alone on microphones. By the way, they're now putting microphones up. They put them in first 13 years ago in Austin. Now citywide, they're putting in hidden microphones. And it's not even an issue. People are like, oh, big deal, there's a microphone. I mean, the government is out of control. That's beyond 1984. It was a secret in 1984 that Big Brother had microphones hidden in the park because even people wouldn't put up with it in 1984. Here, we're like, what's the big deal? Hell, half the neighbors are dying of cancer. Want to eat some GMO? You know, it's like, don't pay attention to what's going on here. And here's another article on it. Homeland Security Fusion Centers target phishing marriage counseling. I mean, that's terrorism. And that's why my uncle and my dad are driving along with a deer in the back, with the back bed down openly, and the state police guy pulls him over, freaking out with his hand on his gun, shaking. Just because all citizens are terrorists. And then they shot the deer. It's legal, lawful. Everything's fine. Doesn't care. He freaks out and wants to take him to jail. It's just total mental illness. Total mental paranoia illness. And then the cops start stuff with the public and start stuff with veterans. And then you actually are going to get the fight that you're looking for. The globalists know what they're doing. They're teaching you that the American people that know what's going on are terrorists, so you'll go out and start arresting us and rounding us up, and then people are going to start defending themselves, and then you know what happens? It's called civil war. It's all been demographicked out. It's all been actuaried. It's all been broken down. It's the plan. And then the globalists are going to take your pension funds and devalue your dollar and ruin your life, cops and military. You're in the same boat as the American people, and you really ought to decide which side you're on right now. A federal effort to share intelligence about terror threats with state and local governments has produced no evidence of any. Well, of course, because the globalists run the terror attacks. But it does appear to have caught a motorcycle gang telling members to obey laws, suspicious fishing at the border, and Muslims offering advice on marriage, success in reading. That's according to a report by the Senate. It just goes on. Ladies and gentlemen, and the cops think you're so dumb when they're putting you in a database and ask you questions. And they got nurses doing it. Everybody's a secret agent. And you go to Target or any store, half the kids' toys in some areas are nothing but spy stuff. And how to spy on your parents. And in the cartoons, everybody's a spy. And all these nobodies are on such power trips when they creep around and think they're James Bond. You're not James Bond. You're a Stasi joke snitch, okay? It ain't sexy. You want to spy on somebody, spy on the banks that hijacked and took this country over. Hey, you want to spy on somebody, go spy on the labels on the food and the vaccines. You know, go read that, the open intelligence all around you, the evil hiding in the living room. We're going to break that down. So we have criminal mafias that control unlimited fake money that they have our governments make us accept at gunpoint, running our planet, and there are really only 9 or 10 major food crops that are GMO. But it's over 90% of worldwide corn in the industrialized world. Wheat's now GMO, a lot of it. Big studies out just last week about it sterilizing the rats because they engineer it in. Every one of these GMOs is not deadly by accident. I mean, there could be probably properly tested GMO. Just like there could probably be some real science behind vaccines. We're not debating all of that. At least I'm not. It's that global eugenicists sworn to reduce our population are running it. People caught doing thousands of lethal tests on little kids and minorities and veterans and active duty. People go into the VA to have something done on them and they just inject you with something and kill you to see what it does. And then it's in the news. Yeah, the government killed some people. And it's no big deal, though. Nobody's getting in trouble. We're sorry, though. See, this is what I'm talking about. These are admitted criminals running things. Of course they shipped guns into Mexico and killed thousands to blame the Second Amendment. Of course, it was in mainstream news yesterday, a year after we reported on it or more, that the Sinaloa cartel was working for the CIA shipping drugs in. That was in federal court in February of 2011. It was in the El Paso Times this year, Chicago Tribune. Now it's finally big news. Of course the Sinaloa cartel works for the CIA. The CIA doesn't work for America. It works for foreign banks. Look at who set it up. OSS, British Intelligence. That's the foreign arm. The domestic arm was Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones founded it. What's that? Literally a chapter of the Illuminati. You see, truth's stranger than fiction, my friends. And I'm going to mention this briefly here, but then I'm going to cover it more with Gerald Celente when he comes up. Just thought I'd, instead of just reading one article about this, I'll just give you a few headlines just so you understand how widespread it is. We reported on this 5 years ago, and I remember the comments in YouTube saying I was a liar. I said bisphenol A 15 years ago caused men to have sexual conflictions in their glands. It also does it in all mammals. It's not a statement about sexual preference. It's a fact that it's a government program to reduce fertility. And now that's admitted. They had George Soros groups attack me big on that because they do not want that news out. Too late. I go on talk radio shows all the time. They bring it up now. It's well known. Scientists develop genetically modified cows that produce human breast milk. That's Daily Mail. Here's Reuters, genetically engineered cow milk makes anti-allergy milk. You know, it's funny. Everybody I know has allergies. My grandmother's lived here her whole life, never had allergies, has horrible ones now. Everyone I know is getting horrible allergies to where they can't eat anything, can't go outside. You turn on radio. I don't listen to Brian Seacrest, but I was flipping through XM yesterday and heard him on there talking about with his guest how horrible his allergies are and how, folks, they're spraying us. It's in the food. GMO in major studies makes your whole immune system go into overdrive, not knowing what it's being attacked by, not knowing what it's eating, because there's all sorts of pesticides and chemicals and animal and insect DNA and this stuff. Your body's like, whoa, what is this? I'm not used to this. So you go into an autoimmune response. You get bowel disorders. It's all on record. Then your immune system finally just gives up. And you know what that's called? It's called cancer. your immune system every week when you're a child, because they can do blood tests, is defeating cancer. Every day past 30, you're beating cancer. What happens when your immune system turns off? What happens to 8 people with HIV? The cancer's all over them? You die. We're all getting the beginnings of new autoimmune disorders. We're being murdered. But don't worry, they're going to have all the treatments. They're going to medicalize us. When healthcare collapses because of this, government now runs it, and it's going to euthanize us. The elite will all get the life extension. And I've got all these big articles how the elite are all not eating GMO and are obsessed with clean water. Okay, but now they've got... Well, we'll break it down.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and I'm going to be getting Pat Shannon on later this week or next week. I had some conflicts come up, so we're going to have open phones during this next hour, interspersed with all the different news and information, and then Gerald Celente is going to be joining us coming up in the third hour, and we'll open the phones up when Gerald is on. That's why I'm specifically getting him on the show. I was just getting into organic food and what's happening with Monsanto and Whole Foods and the rest of it. I'm going to recap that and get to the new news on this front in the next segment. And then I'm going to go to your phone calls. Also, a weekend Dallas earthquakes occur in fracking hotspot. That's now in KUT News. Also, the Associated Press. They've known for decades fracking can cause earthquakes. We're going to be going over some of that. Also, I want to get into State Department says Iran supports Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, but NATO supports the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. I mean that's just well known. That's just a fact that is going on and happening. And we are also going to get into the debates coming up tonight and get your takes on all of that. In fact, I'd like to hear from callers about, I mean, what do you do? Romney at least says he's against abortion. With Obama, he's openly saying free market's bad. Business owners didn't build anything. But we know that Romney will just be a placeholder and will continue everything Obama did, but put conservatives back to sleep. Is there something to Obama getting back in and things just getting worse and worse as fast as possible? You know, the communists have always said that, but you know, that they like things to get bad so they can take over. Well, what about letting Obama stay in? And just letting them try to use the re-education camps. Let them come after the guns. Let's just get this thing over with. Because let me tell you, when Mitt Romney gets in, sleepy time. Sleepy, sleepy, sleepy time. You know, like Sleepy and the Snow White and the Seven Dwarves? That's what I'm talking about in a big, fat way. And so we're going to be breaking all of that down here on the worldwide transmission. I mentioned this yesterday. We want to get more to it today. 5 million volt cattle prod developed for crowd control, many times more powerful than a taser. And, you know, tasers are causing deaths. That's on record. It just gets worse and worse and worse. We're just kind of like, oh, yeah, he died. Cop shocked him. Yeah, now if you just don't answer questions, courts have ruled they can taser you while in a hospital bed to give a urine sample. Don't believe me, just type in judge rules. You can be tasered to be made to answer questions. That's called tortured to answer questions because they don't call it that. They call it pain compliance. That makes it okay. That makes it no big deal. So we are going to continue to break all of that down. Like I said, though, I'm going to get to this big GMO news on the other side of the break. By the way, I don't want to announce it yet, but... Rob Jacobson and Chris Alanis and the rest of the great crew have set up a really big guest Friday. I'll just leave that surprise for everybody until we have that guest on the transmission Friday. We will also continue with all of the other news on the other side of this quick break. U.S. jail may take Guantanamo men into it. Mob hijackings continue. Police powerless. We own this now, the criminals say. The economic warfare against Iran having a big effect. But there is no war, we're told. That is all coming up today. And I'll give the number out when we come back. The phones aren't open yet, folks. And it's going to be first-time callers. We're going to do that again. Give first-time callers a chance to either get on air or maybe sit on hold for several hours. I'm joking. We will go to your phone calls coming up after I hit the GMO news and a concise, focused report on the other side of this quick break. I am Alex Jones. GCNLive.com is the radio network website.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this third day of October 2012. It is Wednesday. I am Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, if you're listening to us on a local AM or FM station, it is so important to tell your coworkers, your friends, your family, people at the grocery store, people at the bank, people on the street. Sometimes I roll down the window on my way to work at a red light and say, hey, I'm going to be on the radio in an hour. Tune into this station. And about half the time in Austin, they go, I know, I'll be listening. But the point is, word of mouth is the most important form of advertising. And we're advertising truth and liberty and freedom. And if our 3 million listeners a day will just tell one more person every day to tune in, it's exponential. You can also tune in always to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, to the free audio streams. You can sign up for the free podcast. Over 600,000 people have. It's in the listen section. But AM and FMs are so important because we can really get a critical mass on those. I mean, so many cities, we end up getting number one ratings for stations, even small stations up against the big ones. But when we get on the big ones, oh, it's over. So please continue to spread the word. You can also watch the video feeds at prisonplanet.tv. Okay, I want to go to your calls in this hour ahead of Gerald Celente joining us here today in the third hour. Gerald's one of the few guests I have on several times a month because he's so informative and also popular with the audience and popular with me. What you hear on the air is what I like to hear broken down, and I always find the way he breaks it down also entertaining. But I'm getting him on really so we'll have about 20 minutes of news, whatever he thinks hottest and most important, and then we'll take 40 minutes of your phone calls in the next hour. There's a bunch of other news that I want to be getting into on the economy. In fact, guys, I meant to get to it yesterday. And I didn't. It dovetails with today's economic news. Will you pull me out of the stack yesterday, the strata? It is a big, giant pile in the strata of the economic pile. Thank you. It's just ridiculous how much news I read and study and then don't even cover one-tenth of it because there's so much. Let me hit this first, though. You know that, well, the statistics are there. Cancer's off the charts. Neurological disorders are off the charts. Diabetes is off the charts. The United States leads the world in lowered IQ, in obesity, in organ failure, in neurological disorders, in cancer, in endocrine failure, in illegal drug abuse, in legal drug abuse, in alcoholism. We even beat Russia now. You name it, the United States, with the other European countries behind it, in order, is absolutely burning to the ground spiritually, economically, physically. I mean, those numbers are there. People are like, where's the numbers? Just type in U.S. leads the world in cancer. It's all there. Type in U.S. leads the world in diabetes. U.S. leads the world. U.S. IQ dropping. That's not education, folks. That's physically people are dumb. Physically. I mean, farmers, the reports for decades of GMO crops killing their farm animals and they get off of it. The GMO crops are not just splicing two different squash species or two different corn species. They're not just doing that. They are taking other plants, other animals, insects, and firing them with gene guns into these. And now hundreds of GMO crops are coming out. The main 9 or 10 staples are GMO now. And the United States, again, they're always having this media spin where they're saying things like, oh, we're beating cancer. We have a higher survival rate. And they spin that like we're beating cancer. That'd be like if 1,000 people a day were being shot in your city. But they said, hey, let's not discuss why they're getting shot. We have a survival rate. We're getting so good at treating people who've been shot through the brain that more people are surviving now. You'd be like, yeah, but why are 1,000 people coming in here shot today? We're not worried about that. We're not even discussing that. No one wants to talk about that. Let's just talk about why how we treat this. That said, everyone I know, including old people, family, who've never had allergies in their lives, have allergies off the charts. And what happens is you eat GMO, you eat bisphenol A, sodium fluoride, this cocktail. There's major studies out there on it. Just type in increased allergies linked to GMO, increased allergies linked to chemical additives. It's all there. And people breathe in the pollen that they normally wouldn't be allergic to. Or they breathe in GMO pollen, because GMO is being planted everywhere where there are plants being grown. That stuff blows hundreds of miles. And then you have another autoimmune response because your body's saying, I don't recognize this. And then your body finally gives up and your immune system breaks down and then you get cancer because cancer is mainly viral. Later in life, when DNA has gotten broken down from radiation, from the sun, but also cell phones and things, then you start getting it. Just because of genetic malfunctions, but most of it is viral. Scientists know this since the 20s. And your body stops fighting it once it's been worn down. It fights, it fights, it fights, it fights, and it finally just gives up. Or you take anti-allergy medications that suppress your immune system, but it also suppresses everything else. It isn't just suppressing your problem with cedar or your problem with oak or your problem with hay fever or mold. Now it suppresses everything. And so it doesn't suppress the cancer and you die. And that's a big part of it. You've heard all the countless scientists, researchers we've had on. I have been focused on this for 17 years. And it is a holocaust that's happening. Pediatric cancers, look it up. Some of them are over 10,000% up. There are hundreds of new cancers never before seen. I mean, we are being murdered. And then there's all these globalist textbooks written by the White House science czar, eco-science, and others, where they say, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, yeah, we're going to engineer stuff into the food and water and reduce population that way and reduce fertility and increase morbidity, reduce population. And now you're just seeing the warm-up as they slowly increase it and then just normalize that everybody's dying and getting sick. To where everybody's like, oh, well, yeah. Yeah, hundreds and hundreds die a year from tasers killing them. What's the big deal? Lady talked back, she died. You kind of just get used to everybody dying from tasers. Or you get used to, your neighbors. Yeah, both the neighbors got cancer. Yeah, his wife's 25. You know, She's got cancer. We went to her funeral last week. Anyways, we got a tee up here in an hour. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going in. I got a lump. I'm going in next week. Oh, I got it, too. And then you go be part of the jog to find the cure, never find the cause. Because they know humans are actually really tough. If we're not told by tribal leaders to be scared of something, we're not scared of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Okay, we're not scared of, the scariest thing we can imagine. If everybody acts like they're not scared, if everybody just shows courage, well, let's go fight it. Humans are totally programmable. But if you teach people to be scared, oh my gosh, police see a Ron Paul sticker on average, they are shaking in fear that person's going to kill them if they pull them over because they were told the Ron Paul supporters want to kill them in the Homeland Security reports, even though statistically that's not true. It's all about the perception. So that said, now, because of allergies, I told you this was coming. They're going to come out with, oh, since you're all sick, you all have these disorders now. Don't worry, they're going to come out with designer foods, designer drugs for those of you That was always the plan of Monsanto and others, is to take over where there is no longer any real viable non-GMO. Then everybody gets sick from it, and then they're a drug company. They then sell you the treatment for what they've given you. The ultimate business plan. And here it is. Genetically engineered cow makes anti-allergy milk. In China, New Zealand, other places, they're producing it. And it's human genes in the udders of the cows that produces a human milk, but it's part cow. Those cows are part human. Now zoological diseases can jump species between the two. Top scientist have warned. Here's London Guardian. GM cow designed to produce milk without an allergy-causing protein. Why are your allergies going way up, though? See, they give you the allergies, then they come out with something that'll supposedly fix it, which will cause other problems. But it takes so long to kill you. Takes so long to make you sick. It's why it's called soft kill. You die 20 years later, you don't know why, from complications from a cocktail of stuff. Genetically modified cow produces allergy-free milk. Research from study, DAISY could benefit infants allergic to specific protein. Continuing, scientists create GM cow to cut milk allergies. Scientists fret over FDA slowness on genetic altered animals. We're already eating cloned supplies of meat, folks. Franken scientists announced mutant GMO cows produce engineered milk from human babies. Daily Mail, scientists develop genetically modified cows to produce human breast milk. And it goes on and on. Scientists genetically modified cows produce human milk. They call it human. And they don't want it to be listed. They want to make you drink it with whatever they've backdoored engineered onto it from China. Chinese military was drinking it 5 years ago. I showed newscast here from China of it. Now, what do we have on that front? Oh, Obama. Just type in Obama White House only eats organic. George W. Bush was the same. They have an all-organic garden. The Obamas turned the White House organic. Michelle Obama enlarges the White House organic garden. There's all the headlines. Big stack of those, LA Times, you name it. And then here's Mother Jones with links to the Telegram and Gazette 2002 and a bunch of other articles where the Romneys gave profile interviews where he said all they eat is organic. But he's the king of Monsanto funding them and helping them get everything approved and ramming it through. And so is Obama. And then I have the articles here where the Chinese elite only eat organic, the British royalty only eats organic, the Dutch royalty only eats organic, the Monsanto factories, I got an article right here on that, they only eat in their cafeterias, Monsanto only eats organic. Right, folks, we're back here, back live. It's the InfoWars radio transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're simulcasting video at InfoWarsNews.com. I've got a huge news blitz coming up that I've got to get to before Gerald Celente joins us, but I want to open the phones up for callers to break down their take on any of the news you'd like to talk about. First-time callers, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But again, if you're a new listener and you're driving down the road and you hear me claim that Mitt Romney and his wife are obsessed with only organic food, just search engine it and you'll see literally scores of articles where they've been profiled and reporters have been in their house and that's all they eat going back a decade or more than a decade. Just look at the richer the neighborhood. All you see is organic food stores. All you see is Whole Foods. And it's the same in China. It's the same in Europe. It's the same in Japan. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is a eugenics program. Now, the average rich person isn't aware of this. But they follow suit with the real insiders that are obsessed with only organic food. And it's come out that David Rockefeller, it's come out the British royalty. In TV shows they're on, they have their own organic farms. They have chefs and aircraft that follow them with their purified water and their food. They are obsessed with it. Again, how do you kill wild animals you want to get rid of? You put poison in the food. Rats, they put poison in the food where it takes quite a bit of it to kill them, so they go off and die far away. Because if there's poison that kills rats right away and tastes bad, they won't eat it. It's got to build up. You want to kill a bunch of coyotes? You just poison a small water pool where they're drinking, and they'll come and drink it and die. This is what's being done to us. And don't believe me, just type in Monsanto's cafeterias don't serve GMO. You'll get AP, CBC, BBC. I mean, I've got the stacks right here. So, again, I'm going to say this. You're told all day, don't be an extremist. It's in government FBI manuals that people that don't like GMO are extremist. But understand, the rich people all over the world, in China, the LA Times reported, they have their own. They have their own secret farms. And in fact, guys, let's just show people this. I remember the LA Times, I covered it a few months ago. In China, elite have secret organic farms or secret organic farms in China because they don't want the public even knowing this. They don't want the population to be aware of this. So again, I'm going to say it for new listeners. The elite will not eat GMO. It came out 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that they would not give the German military the H1N1 shot and that the shots that Merkel took on TV were, quote, special clean vaccines. In fact, people won't believe that if they're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, but I love to do this little game with listeners, radio listeners. Type in German elite take clean vaccines. That was the word, or take different vaccines. And then it came turned out that all over Europe, special vaccines were sent to them. Oh, yeah, you better believe they were special. It's all just for show. They're not even taking them, ladies and gentlemen. So this is what it's all about. This is what social control is all about. This is what these control freaks are all about. And this is the final frontier of tyranny and takeover. And this is what it all comes down to with you and your family resisting this. So I beg you to research what I'm saying. I beg you to find out what's going on. Of course, Monsanto is at board meetings now and meeting with the FDA and others with the heads of Whole Foods. Of course, they keep starting SEC investigations against Whole Foods for no reason over petty stuff like the CEO on message boards talking bad about his competition. And that's standard. That's free speech. And I said in 2007, I said, this is the end of them. They're going to take them over. They're based right here in Austin. And sure enough, they started having the meeting 6 months after. They stopped all the SEC investigations at that point. And Monsanto, at those meetings, there's public record, basically read them the Riot Act. And now every week, more and more GMO, more and more. And they don't want it labeled. More and more brands that weren't GMO are now GMO. Here it is, swine flu vaccine safety. German politicians get safer swine flu vaccine. Click on that article. It's Time Magazine. See the first link in the article? First link in the article. First paragraph says an article in this week. Yeah, that right there. There it is. In Germany, better vaccine for politicians. Listen to me. You are out of your mind if you take any of these vaccines or eat any GMO. Okay? You want to die of cancer? Then do it.
It's mind control. Mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul. Mind control.
Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls here. But if you love your family, ladies and gentlemen, you better think twice about what you're eating and drinking and what you're giving your children. I mean, I go to these children's stores and you look at the formula they're feeding children. We've done breakdowns of this on air with Mike Adams, and 70%+ is corn syrup. Or it'll be 45% corn syrup and then 20% sugar and then 15% this type of sugar, and it's over 70% sugar. And then you read what mammals are supposed to drink, and only a smaller portion is supposed to be natural mother sugar, the rest of it protein and things. I mean, no wonder brains are smaller now. No wonder IQs are lower. Look it up. North American IQs are dropping. IQs, the CC size of the brain. People are dumb for a reason. And it just upsets me to know they're shooting kids up everywhere with these vaccines. And the Canadian government had to admit, oh, yeah, if you took the H1N1 shot, it doubles your chances of getting the flu and it destroys your immune system. And then there was a Russian study saying the same thing and then a U.S.-based study. I mean, these are like major, major medical publications. The crazy thing is it's all admitted. The federal government, it came out a few months ago, 3 months after Fukushima, tuna, yellowfin tuna had already reached the San Diego area and they were caught and the feds were there testing it, but then didn't tell people that it had high levels of radiation. Because a big tuna is at the top of the food chain. It's eating all little fish. It's bioaccumulating and then you're eating it. I've told the story about my wife and we're going to your calls. She was in Europe, living in Europe as a child, I guess, slash young teenager or whatever, as teenager, when Chernobyl happened. And they remember getting powdered milk and food from the U.S. for more than 6 months. And it was on the news. She was, I guess, in Italy at the time. Do not eat anything grown, surface grown in Europe. Do not drink milk. Because surface grown food like lettuce and things like that, beans, corn, whatever the case is, and milk, because cows are eating grass, it's raining down. It's bioaccumulating. It builds up and is secreted. The body's trying to get rid of it, and then you drink it. Nowadays, I've had Dr. Busby and others on. Within a few months, it was 10 times more radiation coming into the U.S. than what Chernobyl was doing. And they're just like, hey, we're raising the level and saying it's safe. The elite are nuts. They've started smoking their own dope. Well, they think they can avoid all this just by eating at Whole Foods. They think they can avoid this just by having their own gardens and farms. It's spreading into everything. It's the old Bible saying of, you know, don't dig a pit for someone else because you're going to be the one that falls into it, to butcher the quote. The wicked flee when none pursue. They're fleeing from the poor people they want to kill, and then they end up running off the cliff themselves. I mean, I just hope our species can make it. All right, I'm done ranting. I like to win-win, support our broadcast, and also protect yourself. The best gravity-fed filters out there, what I use for my family, is ProPure, and we have it already at the lowest price anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com. But if you use the promo code WATER at checkout, you get 10% off. No one can beat that deal. InfoWarsStore.com, we've got the Life Straws, all of it. We've got the Mitophilon, incredible seaweed from off the coast of New Zealand where the radiation isn't making it, one of the few places in the world there in that hemisphere. I talked to all the experts and said, this is the detoxer right here. This will help get the heavy metals and radiation out of you. And it's what I and my children are taking. Mitophilon discounted with free citizen rule book at InfoWarsStore.com or link through at InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to George in FEMA Region 1. That's right, we're not in states anymore. What is FEMA Region 1? Is that up in Maine? Where are you calling from?
Connecticut, but that's actually all of New England.
Yeah, sure. I was just guessing that it might be. So you're calling from Connecticut. That's in Southern FEMA Region 1, formerly Connecticut. Good to have you on with us.
Alex, thank you for everything you do. I'm calling in today to bring to your audience attention a couple of independent films that I feel are relevant to current events. The first film is Title Compliance. More or less a clear representation of the training that our entire society is going through, and you talked about it earlier. The second film is a Spanish-language film titled Miss Bala, as in bullet in Spanish. That movie more or less accurately depicts the hellhole that life in northern Mexico has become. Pretty much the whole entire population is, you know, has been taken hostage with that war between the Mexican government and, of course, the drug cartels. Of course,
And then in between the two of them working together, they crush the people in the middle.
Pretty much. I mean, just, you know, get one of your guys to look at it, review it, and it's pretty, pretty accurate. You don't know who that good guy is.
Powerful. I want to see both those. I wish I could speak Spanish, but I can watch the subtitles. What else is on your mind today, sir? What do you make of my breakdown of the elite won't take the vaccines, won't do the GMO? They even tell newspapers this, but then they want to make us eat it. I mean, how obvious does it get? They avoid it like the plague, but then the police manuals say if you don't like GMO, you're an extremist.
Approximately 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with diabetes, believe it or not, type 2. So what we did is we just, you know, reevaluated everything, and I started eating natural. They got me a medicine, and literally the medicine got me sicker. I literally stopped taking it and avoid the sugars, avoid the processed foods, and literally my blood level has gone down to normal. Now, granted, I don't believe that I am cured, but I believe that if I watch what I eat, I should be okay.
Well, that's right. What's the number with Hispanics? I know overall type 2, last number I saw, was up over 3,000%. But I was seeing a number just a few months ago where within 10 years, they say half of Hispanics will have type 2 diabetes.
Probably. I believe that half of us already do. But the thing is that, you know, it's not diagnosed. And
well, you know all that's race-specific. I mean, that's why some African countries, half the women have HIV. And then people say, well, wait, HIV isn't killing all these rich people in the U.S. who have it. That's because HIV is the cover virus for other bioweapons they're releasing. But they've proven that the HIV virus cannot couple with the Northern Europeans' T lymphocytes. They're not the receptors. It's designed to kill people of color. And again, we just it's like, oh, it's just a rumor, even though top scientists have come out about this, even though the UN's been caught injecting people in Africa with hepatitis, with HIV, with polio. It doesn't matter. We're still supposed to trust them. I mean, everybody knows Western governments have been caught shooting people up with deadly things on purpose. So why do we let them shoot us up with anything? I mean, isn't that just common sense?
Pretty much. I mean, and now that you mention it, you know, it's... Well, let's put it this way. The people in Latin America, yes, there is a percentage of people who do have diabetes, but it's not as bad as here. Or maybe they're not diagnosing it over there.
Well, here's the deal. Mexico doesn't have as much GMO, but as you know, in some areas, half the diet is the thousands of varieties of corn that originates in southern Mexico. And they have every corn variety has now been infected with just one type of Monsanto corn. So again, these are bioweapons, you can't deny it, designed to take everything over. See, plants, and I appreciate your call for those that don't know, they don't have one daddy and one mommy. You can have hundreds of genetic types going in to a plant and then expressing their genetics. That's why Monsanto can plant its canola, its soybeans, its corn right next to you. Then they go in and trespass, pull up your corn, pull up your canola, go test it. And if less than 1% of their genetics is in your plant, that you have a record, you bought the seeds, it's clearly not theirs, and it's not 100%, it's not even 1% theirs. The courts then rule you infringed on them. Now, that'd be like, use a terrible analogy, it'd be like if you came into my living room and defecated all over the coffee table and then called the police. And the police came and they said, hey, Mr. Jones is trespassing on me. I defecated on his table. And the police said, get up against the wall, Jones, you're going to jail. Because he defecated on your table. I mean, I'm saying that to get your attention. It'd be more like if somebody came to your house and put 10-foot cobras, king cobras, in your bedroom. And then they bit you and your wife and you're dying. And the guy that did it calls the cops and the cops show up and he goes, I put king cobras in their bedroom and they bit them and they're killing them. I want them arrested. They trespassed. And the cops are like, absolutely, absolutely. And the cops slap you in irons as you're dying and take you to jail for the king cobras biting you because you infringed on them. They infect you, and then they literally ran all the key judges because they have one federal court that decides these cases in St. Louis, and it's their guy, and then they have the head of the EPA, the head of the FDA. They have their people everywhere, but the head of the FDA, and then they just rule. They just rule. They rule. They rule. You got the head of Whole Foods not playing ball with them? Boom, hit him with SEC. Call him into a meeting months after. I said, SEC just hit him for no reason. You watch, they're going to roll over. They use the SEC. Mark Cuban wanted to put out a film I was producing. SEC called him up and emailed him. I remember hearing about it going, really? And then later it was in the New York Times. And the New York Times was like, is it wrong that the Bush administration called Mark Cuban and said, if you put out that 9/11 film, we'll have you arrested? And then there was a copy of the email. They were so arrogant, they emailed him. We're going to put you in prison. And again, Mark Cuban had done nothing. He'd sold some stock at one of his company, not even $1 million of it. They said, well, you're the owner of the company. You had knowledge of something. We're going to. But you know, the Mackey, the head of Whole Foods, Mackey had just gone on a message board and talked down his competition. I mean, that's just standard fare. Oh, they were going to put him in jail. And I said, watch, they're going to take over. He'll meet with Monsanto. Boom. 2 months, three months later, met with him. It's all over. I've experienced how this works. You know how surreal it is to be sitting at Charlie Sheen's house and, we just got bad word. We got to talk to Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban, they're on the phone sitting there talking about me. He hangs up and he's like, yeah, Mark Cuban says he just got threatened by the Bush people. They called him. I didn't know there was an email, too, and said, you do this, you're going to go to jail. Well, we'll find something in your stock portfolio. It was a guy worth like $3 billion at the time. I don't know what he's worth now. And I was like, really? Mark Cuban? Because you're over at Charlie Sheen's house. It's like, you know, professional basketball player shows up, movie stars show up. You know, you go to a party down the street with his wife, and it's, you know, at an NBA star's house. I mean, it's bizarre. I mean, it's just an other world in those neighborhoods. You know, you're out front of the house, and there's Vanna White walking her dog. And I'm not throwing out names here. It's just, but I mean, I've experienced this is how I've learned this. Oh, they're going to put me in jail if I put this out. So I'm done. And then they told Cuban, they go, we don't care if you drop it. You're still going to jail. Cuban beat that SEC investigation. It's like a crooked toenail thing. Dirt under his fingernails. He did nothing like Martha Stewart. And they're still going after him 5 years later. 5 years later. It's by the grace of God I'm still alive. It is because of your prayers, folks. I want people to understand how real this is, okay? I want you to understand how real this is. I had just experienced that with Charlie Sheen when I saw the thing with the head of Whole Foods. I know how they work, and now we've reverse engineered the whole deal. So I don't even really blame Whole Foods. They got taken over. We just have to now support. I mean, is this the end of Whole Foods? We have to now support other places and vote with our dollars. We're in a war with these people. Let's go ahead and go to more calls. Nicole in North Carolina, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
Wonderful. I actually wanted to get your opinion and your gut feeling on when you think the financial collapse may happen. I know Mike Kaiser keeps saying April 2013, but, you know, me personally, I just feel like something's sooner is going to happen, and I just wanted to see what your opinion was and maybe what Gerald Salente's opinion was.
Sure. Let me say this about Max. Max is really smart. He really did invent some of the basic virtual trading stuff used on all the markets now. He was a top stockbroker that worked with George Soros' son at the top firm. I mean, he's a smart guy. I know he's listening right now. But he was wrong about silver going to 500. And I disagree with him at the time. I said, they got a lot of tricks up their sleeves. But now they are being caught being short, and silver's going back up. And if it ever does break out, it probably will go to 500. That's what a lot of experts say it should really be at for 1970s inflation numbers, if you go from 1970 forward. So Max is right about, oh man, about 95% of the time, he's right about stuff that I just think is wild. So I'm not poo-pooing Max. I'm sitting around with my wife around the coffee table going, well, Max has been wrong before. I hope he's wrong this time. But it's in the cards. It's a very good chance what he's saying will happen. And government is running around like it's about to happen. They've never run around like this before. They've never been digging in. They've never been running around like chickens with their heads cut off like this. I've never had law enforcement sources saying October, November, all Hades is going to break loose. But that could be hype. They're being fed as well. So I'm not, listen, I got a lot of family who can hardly get to work because of how much gas is. Most places I used to go eat have closed. I live in the wealthiest city in the country per capita. You know, the best. I live in Boomtown, USA, Austin, Texas. Number one place to live. Forbes, Money Magazine, you name it. Number one. New York Times, they all say Austin, Texas. And the economy's rough here because there's also inflation. I've tried to raise more money, do more things so I could pay my employees a livable wage, my crew. And even though my crew's probably paid double on average what they were 5, 6, 7 years ago, many of them, you know, it's not what it used to be because things are falling apart. So we're already, listen, a depression is 3/4 of continued non-growth. That's going into a depressionary slump. There's a few other factors involved. We were in a depression 3.5 years ago, according to every mainline metric. So, but it's such an organized depression where the elites are getting unlimited trillions, and then the general public's not getting any of that largesse. So there's not a ton of inflation because it's only in luxury items. So it's a very complex issue, but it's also simple at the same time. So look, people are saying, Alex, where's the war with Iran you talked about? I've got C-SPAN. I've got the media saying there is a war in Iran. There are proxy wars in Iran. There are proxy wars in Libya, Syria, all over the Middle East, all over the world. There are proxy wars now. In fact, here it is. White House widening covert war in North America. Excuse me, because that's a Freudian slip. They're attacking us here as well. White House widening covert war in North Africa. And what's their excuse? They say Al-Qaeda's there. I appreciate your call. Who did they put in to North Africa, into the Middle East, into Central Asia? Al-Qaeda. Who do they run? The CFR 2 months ago said, yeah, we run Al-Qaeda. We need Al-Qaeda. But because they haven't told us we're in a depression, the average person says, when is it coming? Because they haven't told us enough, I guess, that there's giant proxy wars with hundreds of thousands of people dying. There's hundreds of thousands dead in these proxy wars in Afghanistan, in Libya, in Syria, in Iran, in Pakistan, in Sudan. Hundreds of thousands dead the last few years. I mean, that's a big, big, fat war. That's a big, fat, hot war. But it's not on Dancing with the Stars. So people are like, huh, what's going on? I don't know anything about a war.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
What's going on is pretty simple. You got a lot of evil people who've gotten in positions of power, and they figured out ways to steal money off the public, and that destroys prosperity. So they've just codified Agenda 21 as a political system that dresses up the implosion of society as if it's a political movement and a good thing. So they can act like, look what we're building as we wreck things. We planned this. So it's really a delusion within a fraud. Really, they just can only steal and dumb people down and poison everybody and then give them some treatment for it. And that's what we're fighting. And we've got to get people out of their comfort zone, out of their trance, and upset about what's happening. And it's starting to happen. That's why the globalists are getting ready to start big wars and try to accelerate the collapse. I mean, they're already collapsing Europe. I mean, some areas of Europe have 50% unemployment, places like Spain below 30. They're burning down grocery stores all over the place. I mean, look at Greece. Look at Ireland's going down. Look at Chicago. Look at L.A. I mean, it's hellish. It's here. You've got the haves and the have-nots, and there's less and less haves. And it's by design. It's very scary. So the lady's asking, when is the collapse happening? It started happening a long time ago. I mean, we've gone back to 1960s levels of wealth. We've lost 40-plus years of wealth in just the last 4 years. The Federal Reserve admits that we've lost 40 years of wealth generation. They sucked it out, though, to make us poor because they want to control us. It's called feudalism. It's called siege. It's called domestication. I mean, you know, the old they had a HBO special about pimps, I was told about. I found the clip online, and this prostitute's been hit by a car. She's in there all with a body cast on. And the mother's in there with her, and the pimp comes in, and she goes, oh, baby, baby, I'm going to get you the money. I'm going to get back on the street right now, baby. I'm going to do everything for you right now, sweetie. I'm going to do everything I can for you. He's like, you better get out there, baby. You better get out there and do it for me right now. She's like, I will, baby, I will. And the mother looks at him and said, what have you done to my baby? What have you done to my daughter? And they ask the pimp, they go, what do you pay her? What percentage? He goes, I give her nothing. He goes, she's lucky if I don't beat her. He goes, she's lucky if I give her some fried chicken. And he just looks at the mother and she just grovels when the mother should have just physically attacked him right there. But I mean, this is how women are on average. You know, girls like the bad guy, at least a lot of the modern women. They mistake a bad guy for a tough guy a lot of times. And that's how you pick up the most gorgeous women, is you go up and make a joke at them or insult them. It's over. You know, she's going home with you tonight. And if you treat women good, they're going to treat you bad. And that's how it is. You don't treat women good. You treat women bad. I refuse to treat women bad. I just ignore them when they play their games. See, women are the weaker of the sex. They try to dominate the male. It's cave politics. I don't want to get off into this, and it's not all women, but the way women have been programmed, 80% of advertising targets women, because women make the decisions. So in a feminist system, you don't have women in charge. You have dumbed down women who are clients of the government, who run around henpecking men all day, and who think a hatred of men is going to empower them. So as a society, we've been pimped. All of us are like women to the state. We've been taught to just do what the pimp says. I don't know how I got off into this discussion. You know, my point is that government's here to break us. They're here to pimp us. They're running pimp game on us. And I'm not here to be pimped. So I'm going to treat the government bad. And I'm going to let them know they're not uppity. They're not my boss. They're not my, you know, I mean, I'm telling the pimp who's trying to run game on me. I'm like, listen, pimp, go ahead and throw the first punch. And I'm going to break your neck. How's that sound, pimp? I'm going to ram that grill down your throat. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into another worldwide hour of truth. Thank you for joining us. A few more of your phone calls, and Gerald Celente is joining us. We'll see like one segment on news and items that he's focused on. Then your calls and some of my quick questions. I'm going to try to throw some curveballs at Gerald. Not mean curveballs, but some topics we haven't covered here before. So that's coming up. I just spent the last 5 minutes talking about the pimp game and how the government runs a game on all of us. That's why they want us like adult children, so they can dominate us into submission, and I just don't like it. And I'm here to get people to get off the pimp plantation. Let's talk to Ryan in Iowa. Ryan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, brother. What's on your mind?
Kind of off topic here. I just wanted to just report on just the level of lack of respect for private property that I see seemingly on like a weekly basis, just even in the apartment complex where I live. Just a real quick story. Last night, it was like 10 o'clock at night, and I'm just sitting here with my roommate and my friend who lives the building right across from mine. We see cop car pull up and an unmarked police pickup back up. Well, they get out, they shine the lights up at our windows, and we're just like, okay, it's not really unusual to see police officers around here. But they instantly go over to the building my friend lives in, and they start grabbing all the bicycles and load them up into the pickup. She goes out there, and she's like, well, what are you doing? You're taking my bike. Well, it turns out they had just an anonymous tip that there was possibly a stolen bike, so they were just going to grab everyone's bikes that they could that weren't bolted down and just take them without notifying anybody.
Well, let me expand on that. Police now, I first saw this about 8-9 years ago. It was in a newspaper I was sent by a listener. In Illinois, and it described the zoning police come in your house in the morning without a warrant to see if you have more than 2 toothbrushes if your house is zoned for 2 people, and 3 toothbrushes is a fine. I'm not kidding. It was in the news. And since then, I've learned they have these programs where cops, even during the day or night, come and try your door. And if it's open, they come in and say, you should lock your door for your safety. I mean, this is insane. And then they've got knock and talk where they knock and then demand to come in and see your guns. That goes in the rich area of Dallas. Imagine a cop comes to your door and says, I'd like to come in and look at your guns. I'm like, what, you know, what planet are you living on, bub? But yes, they're just getting us all ready for it. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I mean, that's that's just one of the things. I mean, I could go on with just more and more stories.
So what ended up happening? I mean, what ended up happening?
Well, it was amazing. You know, I mean, they demanded to see your ID, and then they were just asking, like, ridiculous questions. I was just standing up on the deck watching, and my friend, you know, she listens to you as well, so she doesn't hesitate to stand up for her rights. And she was like, no. She's like, I don't have to show my ID. I live here. This is my bicycle. You have no right to take it.
Well, what's happening is property theft is exploding nationwide. That's in the news. And what happens is then everyone becomes guilty. They ask, is that your kayak? Let me see the code on it. Is that your bike? And then it says stop and check. But they never do it to the criminal types that they see slinking around. It's all just an excuse in the name of stopping it to pimp us. I'm sorry. How did this end?
Well, she ended up after about 15 minutes of, you know, arguing with them, finally going into her apartment, getting her ID, showing it to them. And apparently, I don't know, they checked the serial number against some, I don't know, backlog catalog that they had of just like, you know, stolen bikes reported. But she finally got it back. But it was just the fact it took her so long just to get it.
Sure. Once things collapse, we're all suspects. And think of the cops with all the thefts going on out there. They are legitimately get a tip. Okay, these must be stolen bikes. So once everything's criminal, we're all criminal, even if we're not criminal. And then the cops become criminal, and we all just become the scum. And because they don't punish the bike thieves. Listen, I've had cars stolen twice, and the cops won't come out. Then I hung up on 911, and they came out and got in my face and said, don't hang up on us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One of our favorite guests, and we appreciate him coming on a couple times a month. Is always informative. I always hog Gerald Celente with my questions, my comments, and his analysis and commentary. But today, starting in the next segment, we're going to take calls for Gerald Celente. I know we have loaded phones, people holding from earlier. If you don't want to talk to Gerald or have a question for him, sayonara, appreciate you calling. If you want to talk to Gerald Celente, 800-259-9231. Your questions, your comments. I want to throw him some curveballs, some friendly curveballs. I mean, I want to bring up some stuff that, well, isn't out of the mouth of Alex Jones, yours truly. Trendsresearch.com. Gerald is an American Trends forecaster, publisher of the Trends Journal, business consultant and author who makes predictions about the global financial markets and other events of historical importance. Gerald has been described as a political atheist and a citizen of the world. He has appeared on CBS Morning News, Good Morning America, you name it, he's been on it, trendsresearch.com. And there's so much going on in the world. I've got a few questions on the economy and a few questions on what's happening in the Middle East. For Gerald, the big debate is coming up tonight, total distraction, but we'll be covering some of that tomorrow. But Gerald, I always like to ask you, because we don't script these interviews, we don't script any of them, but a big guest like you, I think occasionally I ought to talk to you behind the scenes to find out, you know, hey, what's coming up today, but you're kind enough just to come on kind of blind. What is first and foremost on your radar screen right now? What is stuck in Gerald Celente's craw right now out of the gates?
The Middle East. What we're starting to read more and more is how the American government, the CIA, the military, are moving more and more into North Africa. And we believe they're going to use this latest Libyan incident as an excuse to keep expanding America's reach into Northern Africa. And as we get closer to the elections, and this is not a conspiracy theorist, is putting the pieces together, that some kind of a terrorist attack, false flag, real, some kind of something along the line of geopolitical. Already, Alex, it's not the economy, stupid, as it was during the Clinton years and other years. This is very, very strange right now.
Everybody, including Dick Cheney, is shifting over towards international crisis. Let me stop you. This is amazing, Gerald. Guess what I was going to bring up to you first? It's right here in front of me. White House widening covert war in North Africa, Associated Press, State Department, Iran supports Al-Qaeda, Taliban, which is asinine. Those two groups are against each other, Shiite and Sunni. That's exactly what I was going to raise first, but I wanted to see what you were going to say. Clearly, the narrative from the left and the right establishment is get a big widening war going. And even ABC News said 2 days ago, look for an October false flag. They said, look for an October surprise. Even when they're telling us that, this is a big deal. What is the cover of my new magazine that has got you in it as well? October Surprise War. I'm not tooting my horn here. That's why I'm so impressed that you're right on the same page, even though we didn't talk before the show. Go ahead, Gerald.
No, we haven't talked at all. And pick up today's toilet paper of record, the New York Times. Look at the front page. I mean, you can see how they're throwing it out at us. They're blaming. And how many people got killed in Iraq this past month? It's like a record in the last 2 years. And who are they blaming? They're blaming Iran. Could you imagine the Americans and their coalition of the willing that have destroyed a country on the false reasons? There were no weapons of mass destruction ties to Al-Qaeda, killed an estimated million people, destroyed the entire nation, polluted, depleted uranium. And what do we kill? How many of our troops are dead? 5,000 or so? Lives ruined. And they're blaming Iran. This is right in the front page of the toilet paper of record. And then, you keep putting all the pieces together. So as I mentioned, here we are. At a time, again, look at the data coming in. 30% of the jobs that were created in this so-called recovery over in August are low-paying jobs in fast food and quick food restaurants. So here the economy should be number one issue, and neither of the candidates are really discussing it. And then over on the flank, we still keep hearing from Israel and whether or not they're going to bomb Iran within after the election, before the election. Oh, and this is very important. Romney has to win Florida. 2 weeks ago, a week ago, Obama had a 4 to 5 point lead. Now they're back down to neck and neck. And there's a very heavy Jewish influence vote in Florida. How is Obama going to play the Florida card, the Netanyahu card, the Israeli card? Because Florida is key. And you can see how key Florida was when Gore ran against Bush in 2000. He was losing Ohio. And this is one of the swing states that Romney is now taking a bad loss in. That means what Gore did was he dumped his money near the end of the election into Florida. And remember, he almost won the hanging chads. Whether or not he won or not is up in the air. So what I'm saying is the focus is on Florida. The focus is going to be, to me, the Middle East.
I absolutely agree with you. And my next issue in the stack is the big GMO battle going on. I wanted to get your take. It's just amazing how many times I've made a joke, not really a joke, around the office here on the nightly news and the show. I go, watch, I'm going to have this first. And then when I get Gerald on, watch, he'll bring this up first. Because it's not even always whatever they've got in the news. You're just always honed right in on what I at least think is the trend. I mean, I wrote this about a week and a half ago when we went to print, October Surprise War. And then this week, ABC News comes out and mirrors our article in InfoWars Magazine and says October Surprise, and that both parties are trying to get one going, which is exactly what we say in here. I say whatever the establishment, thinks is the best puppet, because they still haven't decided completely, they're going to give them the false flag. And it's so incredible to see the West put Al-Qaeda in Libya, Syria, and Iran to attack those countries and to suicide bomb, and then to simultaneously say today that Iran is running suicide bombers when the suicide bombers are out of Saudi Arabia and have been landed by NATO and are blowing up shopping malls and ancient churches. I mean, we're talking UNESCO, UN World Heritage Sites. They go in and tell fathers, we're going to kill your family if you don't car bomb something. This is admitted, and the New York Times acts like they're heroes. I mean, I've entered a twilight zone, Gerald, where the government publicly runs Al-Qaeda, but says they've got to grope my wife and children because of Al-Qaeda. They've got to set up highway checkpoints because of Al-Qaeda. They've got to watch my bank account because of Al-Qaeda. They've got to take all my liberties and have the NSA spy on me because of Al-Qaeda. And then they're running Al-Qaeda everywhere. And then they think I'm so dumb, they say, we've got to attack Iran. They run Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is unbelievable, Gerald.
We have psychopaths in charge. You've seen that video, I'm sure, floating around the internet with James Baker and Hillary Clinton talking about Iran. And she goes hysterically laughing about, you know, what we're going to do and how we have to do this and we have to do that. You watch the behavior of these people and you have to ask, you know, what planet are they on? And so what we're looking at, Alex, again, and I cannot emphasize this enough, because in all our lives, every one of us that's working for a living and the people that we know, so many of them, they're losing their homes. People are having difficulty making ends meet. Up here in Kingston, uptown Kingston, every night, every day, I see people going through the trash barrels outside. People with carts picking up empty bottles. I've never seen this before. And so the economy should be the number one issue that confronts us all on an everyday level. It really does a lot to think about how am I going to get food in my mouth, clothes on my back, and whether or not they're going to take my home away from me. And by the way, just to interject into whether or not they're going to take our home, my home away from me, look what's going on with all the elderly people that can no longer afford to pay these exorbitant property taxes, these exorbitant school taxes, and they're losing their homes. And so when we're looking at, and then of course there's that college debt of over $1 trillion. And what are we talking about? Al-Qaeda, Homeland Security. Oh, did you see that latest study that came out? The billions of dollars missing that was supposed to go into Homeland Security so they could find us terrorists out there in the United States, and what a complete waste.
They didn't find one terrorist. Instead, they watched mainline political groups, including church bake sales, because that's really who the enemy is. It's those that are normal. It's the Amish. They literally put the Amish in the database and have Homeland Security watching them under the Rural Affairs Council, run by who? The Department of Defense, because everybody knows the Pentagon's got to fight them Amish who haven't been violent in 400 years.
Yeah. Again, as I've said, I am convinced at this point that it's the anti-human race in charge. These people are anathema to everything that is fine within the human race. Everything they do, they destroy it. You were talking about GMO food.
Stay there, sir. I want you to cover that when we get back, and then right to phone calls with the one, the only, Gerald Celente, my favorite guest, probably. I know it's my mother's. We'll be right back. Stay with us. TrendsResearch.com. We are going to your phone calls after Gerald breaks down his take on the big fight between the GMO producers and those of us that want to be able to read it on the label. How dare us? And then coming up, mass flu vaccination drill also is practice for an emergency. This is out of the PJ Star newspaper. And this is for a forced inoculation drill. Also, printable gun revolution moving forward despite corporate Second Amendment fears. After our own Adan Salazar wrote an article last week about an Austin man who got a high-tech 3D printer and was trying to make a gun with it, the manufacturer was basically contacted by the ATF and came and grabbed the printer back. So they're watching everything we do. We're so evil, trying to invent things. That's you don't do that in America. You don't invent things. Gerald Celente, before we go to calls, you were getting into the fact that how dare Americans want to label the GMOs, and now they're pulling videos online on YouTube critical of Whole Foods, who's pretty much bringing in a whole bunch of GMO and working with Monsanto.
And it's even bigger than that. Forget about the labeling. How could they let this even happen? How could they keep poisoning us like this? By the way, Alex, I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences for my work that I've done over the years in complementary medicine. You know, so I'm, you know, I've been familiar with this kind of movement, you know, when it really started to take hold in the late 70s. And that the government in this country allows what other governments won't allow, to me, is really the issue. But it's not really the government allowing anything. It's called fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers. I say this over and over again. They don't run the government. We people have nothing to say. It's the corporations that are running the show. By the way, I also used to be, in my earlier career, when they were brand new, I used to put together the political action committees in D.C. for the chemical industry. That's right. Roman Haas, DuPont, Union Carbide, Lonza. I know how it's done. So what people think is out there, a governmental system that is watching them in any way for a positive development, they're kids. You know, they're still stuck, you know, in eighth grade social science class. The government is totally run by the major corporations. It's a takeover. Big agriculture, the military industrial complex, the prison industrial complex, as I said, the agricultural, pharmaceutical, retail, communications. Very few control everything. So the issue isn't, to me, whether or not they should be labeling genetically modified foods. The issue is, what the hell are they doing here in the first place?
No, I agree with you, and that's how pathetic it is, that how dare us even want to know if milk came from a cow that had human genes in its milk-producing glands, its udders. How dare us want to know if salmon has an insect gene injected into us? How dare us, when all the studies are coming out about the cancer and infertility? Look, I agree they're fascists, but it's worse. They're eugenicists, Gerald, and I know you've looked into this. They want to reduce population. This is a covert takeover operation. Briefly, as we go to break and come back with calls, what's your take on the overall agenda of how they actually enjoy killing us?
As I said, they are the anti-human race. We just sent you that video link that I was talking about with Hillary Clinton. You watch the behavior of these people. They're not people that we would never associate with. They're the anti-human race. Look at by their deeds you shall know them. They're putting poisons in the air. Poisons in our food. They send our people to go get killed and kill others. They are out of their minds. Look what's going on tonight. You're going to see another episode of the presidential reality show, and people are fighting among each other to which lesser of two evils is the one that they're going to support.
Yeah, I love the new Trends cover that's got Obama as the devil and Romney as the devil. It's a two-headed, one-bodied monster. Very, very well done by your amazing graphics person.
Oh, Anthony Frieda, he is terrific.
All right, we're going to, in fact, I want to use that graphic if I can in the next issue of the magazine. That is unbelievable. And link over to trendsresearch.com. I promise, folks, I'm not going to hog him anymore. We're going to go to break, come back with your calls for Gerald Celente, and then I've got a few other items I want to mention. But by the way, the Health Emergency States Act and all these other programs, they are preparing for forced inoculations. We've got an article about that as well. It just went up at Infowars.com. Gerald mentioned this new study where they admit billions spent to spy on the American people. They're saying if you don't trust the government, you're a terrorist. I mean, come on. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We've all seen that clip of Hillary Clinton over a year ago, or a little less than a year ago. The bombardment started about a year and a half ago, but I guess it was 7, 8, 9 months ago, saying that she came to Libya and that they came, they saw Gaddafi die. And she laughed about it. Ah, ha, ha, this is a woman never fought a day in her life. She always uses others to do it. And then she makes a joke about somebody being drug around and killed, but then would make fun of other people that did similar things. So if somebody else drug and killed some Western globalist leader, it would be very solemn and barbarous and evil. But then, ha, 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 I came, I saw, he died. Ha, ha, like she's Julius Caesar. I came, I saw, I conquered. And they always make jokes about this. Richard Pearl was in the New York Times, came over to a group of good-looking women reporters at a cocktail party 6, 7 years ago. The Prince of Darkness at the Pentagon, as he's known, part of the Pentagon Special Plans Office, making up the WMD lies, which are admitted lies. And he came over and he said, I kill lots of people. I order this war, and I kill lots of people. I'm very powerful. And the women were all creeped out and walked off. I mean, you're talking about like a 600-pound self-propelled stomach with giant black circles around his eyes. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the best-looking guy in the world either, but he looks like the Penguin or something. And this is what they think is like sexy. You know, I control troops that kill people. And you watch these people. I've been around globalists before at events, and they are gibbering, weird, neurotic, crazy people that are like demons running around with the levers of power, just flipping them because they can. They get off on the GMO hurting you. They get off on the vaccines. It's all a big joke to them. And we just bow down to these crazy pimps. Let's play the clip and then get Gerald's taking your calls. Here they are on Charlie Rose, James Baker, and Hillary, the Republican and the Democrat, just acting like gibbering weirdos. Here it is.
Containment will not work.
I agree with that. My personal position on that is this. We ought to try every possible avenue we can to see if we can get them to correct their desire and goal of acquiring a nuclear weapon, but we cannot let them acquire that weapon. We are the only country in the world that can stop that. The Israelis, in my opinion, do not have the capability of stopping it. They can delay it. There will also be many, many side effects, all of them adverse, from an Israeli strike. But at the end of the day, if we don't get it done the way the administration's working on it now, which I totally agree with, then we ought to take them out.
Secretary Clinton.
Well, we're working hard.
Talk about a power trip. If you don't see the video of her as a radio listener, she smiles like a demon, like a jack-o'-lantern, and goes, ha, 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 ha. When I was in Bohemian Grove, these billionaires would get together, and that's all you heard was them just going, ha, 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 and Jack Bauer torturing people's kids to make them answer questions. It's this evil fantasy, and the federal guards raping children in front of their parents, and that's in the Army's report. I mean, these are people that get off on all of this and really get off on death and destruction. And they've got a covert war going, blowing up buildings, blowing up bases, suicide bombers where they threaten to kill their families. And the New York Times ran with that. Was like, look at these heroes, how they're suicide bombing. I mean, this is so sick. Gerald Celente, we're going to calls, but that's what you're talking about right there. Hillary acting like a demon.
Yeah, and listen to Baker, what we're going to do. I don't think any of these, I don't think Baker could, you know, he probably has trouble walking upstairs. And what we're going to do? What do you mean we? You mean send other people to get killed for your psycho trip? And I mean, Lady Macbeth, I mean, you know, Hillary, she outshines Lady Macbeth 1,000 to 1. It's not even close. I'm telling you, Alex, it's as though an anti-human race is running the globe.
Even Hitler and Mussolini, who were incredibly egomaniacs, out of control, narcissists, would not get up on newsreels and go, ha, 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 about attacking Russia. They'd be like, this is terrible, but we have to invade. You know, this is, we have to launch Barbarossa. We did this because they're going to invade us, and it's very grim. But I mean, nowadays, it's just like, ha, 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 ha. I mean, it's crazy.
It's crazy. You know, one of the staff over here, our man behind the camera, Lennox Roscoe Ryan III, he said in the break, he said, you know, listening to this is like listening to a science fiction movie. He says, I feel like I'm trapped in a 50s science fiction movie. I cannot believe this is actually happening.
Have you seen the clip of where she said, I came, I saw, he died?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, in this upcoming edition of the Trends Journal, we make reference to that clip and have the link there. Yeah, I came, and she laughs.
But she laughs really demonic, like a witch out of a movie. I mean, you don't talk about World War III like it's fun.
Huh? I'm sorry, what?
No, I mean, these are like malevolent maniacs out of a movie.
Oh, I know. And that's what I said. Lady Macbeth, you know, compared to Hillary Clinton, I mean, you know, she was Joan of Arc compared to this one. And it's right there in front of us. And what is it that people keep supporting them? And they give their lives up for them, and they will fight among each other to defend them and say, my freak is better than your freak.
Well said, Gerald. Let's go to phone calls, as promised. Let's go to Steve in Chicago, listening to one of our newest affiliates, 1530 WCKG, covering Chicago. Welcome, Steve. You're on the air.
Thanks for having me, the murder capital of the world. Isn't that something to be proud of?
Hey, your mayor said he wants to ask the public what they can do to stop the gun violence. Well, legalize guns so people can protect themselves, so all the criminals don't move there to feed off the public, and stop letting the government, the Sinaloa cartel, which has been caught shipping drugs in for the CIA, stop letting them ship in their drugs. Decriminalize drugs. In fact, I'm interrupting you. What's your question for Gerald? Then I'm going to ask Gerald how he would try to fix Chicago. Maybe kick the mafia out that runs it? Sorry, go ahead.
Actually, my call was about the bond market. I used to trade in the bond pits in Chicago for years, and I understand the importance behind the way the government is funded and how the treasury yields are so low. Right now, the last time I checked, a 10-year treasury is yielding about 1.63%, and right now, when we sell our bonds, at that rate, it's about $100 billion a year in funding costs and interest for the government. Now, if interest rates were just to go back to a normal rate, which a historically average of, you know, 5%, you're looking at around, I don't know exact numbers, but it's around $1 trillion a year in, you know, being able to just to fund the interest payments. Now, I think that's the one canary in the coal mine that, sure, the dollar index could go down. It's trading around 79, 80, something like that right now. The dollar index goes down to 70 and breaks new lows of 65. It's going to cause some problems, but until the treasury market bubble is bursted, I don't see economically the panic in the United States like we've seen treasuries go over 7%.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is that as the world melts down, people will go to the last island, even if it's sinking. It's sinking the slowest. That's the United States, and that will prop things up. But if you look at the overall scale, everything is sinking. So, you know, it's kind of like being on a house as a tsunami comes. You're the highest house, but you're just going to get to have the view of it overtaking the other homes. I mean, do you have a question for Gerald?
When does that bubble pop? Because I think that is the most important thing is the treasury market. When that market starts to sell off, nothing sells off like that market, and people will panic when interest rates start to rise. And I'm just wondering when he thinks that's going to take place.
Gerald, go ahead and take that question.
From the Financial Times, Bernanke rejects rate rise talk. So what they're going to do is they're going to continue to keep interest rates around the world, everybody's lowering them, as low as possible. And what this is doing is robbing the people of their future. Because now you don't save any money. You save, what do you get? If you have $100,000, they'll give you 1%. You know, so they're going to continue to do this as long as they can. And so he's 100% right. Once these rates go up, but here's what I believe. The rates will go up, but our mind won't be on rates. It'll be on war. I keep saying this over and over again. The first great war of the 21st century has begun. There's a war in Yemen, a war in Bahrain, a war in Libya. There's wars in Egypt. I mean, the people are taking to the streets, in Tunisia, in Syria. Look at the millions of people, millions and millions of people in the streets of Spain, in Portugal,
exactly.
In Greece.
All right, let's go to the next caller, but I really just wanted to say this to you, Gerald, and I appreciate your fine point and what you laid out. You're spot on, sir. Good to talk to people that are so informed, in some cases more than I am when it comes to bonds. It's such a wide spectrum of information. Gerald, constantly, I see the meme out there that Gerald Celente is a fear porn. Alex Jones is a fear porn. There's no war. There's no depression. I mean, they're launching giant covert wars everywhere. The gas is going up. The dollar's going down. Europe is literally has fires and riots. Major U.S. cities already have it. And then we see all this government preparation. They're running TV ads saying prepare for the zombie apocalypse as an archetype of the welfare people, you know, going crazy. So they're trying to tell everybody everything's fine when the big war has already started. The collapse has already begun, but we can't ever respond to it because the general public still doesn't even know it's already started.
I know. Are we on, Alex?
Yes, your Skype is cutting out a little bit. We'll reconnect during the break. Yes, go ahead, Gerald.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is under collapse. And they don't want to admit it. And they're looking at all these events as one-offs. When you put them all together, and this is why I'm going back to the caller about rates. They're going to keep rates low. They have to. China right now, they're dumping in records amount of stimulus. Governments around the world are cutting interest rates. They need to keep pumping. Look at the car numbers coming out, car sales. They're offering loans for nothing, virtually. No interest rate loans, and they'll give them to anybody. It's kind of a new housing bubble, but in the car market. So what's going to happen, rates will come up, but only when our mind is off the economy,
sure,
and our mind is on war.
Sure, and more and more they're saying the war is next year, but now ABC News says there could be a false flag themselves, but then I'm kooky because I said it before them. I'm bad because I'm right, and so are you. Let's talk to Jack in Florida, and then we'll talk to others. Jack, you're on the air with Gerald Celente.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Worldwide broadcaster.
I've been listening to your show for about 15 years, I guess, 15 years. First time calling in. I'm glad you guys are talking about the GMO stuff because that's exactly why I called even before Gerald came on. I wanted to get Gerald's take and your take on this. I have a theory I've been floating around, friends of mine, been thinking about this stuff for a while now. What about if this whole thing is kind of like the first Batman film with Jack Nicholson in it? Remember when the newscasters are talking about combinations of cosmetics? That it doesn't affect you unless you do certain things like...
No. It's binary weapons. And then Christopher Walken says, just like Gulf of Tonkin, we're staging the terror attack. And I've used that clip before to illustrate this. Yes. No, they are. They're binary weapons. And I've got all these globalists bragging in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and now that, oh, we ought to put stuff in the food to sterilize people. Well, they are. They are doing it. Gerald Celente, thank you for the call. Your take on that.
Look what they did with women for all these years. And again, I was involved in this when it was happening, saying how deadly it was. Hey, ladies, keep pumping in that estrogen. Remember that one? They don't talk about that anymore. Years and years and years, they were telling women to keep taking estrogen. It will, you know, it'll put a pause on menopause. It'll build your... And it'll tell you what else it'll do.
We're going to reconnect with Gerald Celente.
Cancer. And they kept dumping this stuff into it.
Amazing, Gerald. Your Skype is cutting out. It's usually crystal clear. We're going to try to reconnect during the break here in a few minutes, but stay there for now. Let's go to Zach in North Carolina. You're on the air for our guest. Go ahead, Zach, your question.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, my question is for Mr. Celente. I was just wondering, in the last year, I started to wake up, you know, with the GMO and the aspartame. And my family history is really patriotic. I come from a real patriotic family, but my family hasn't completely woken up yet.
And, well, that's because it's patriotic to do what you're told and die nowadays. Asking questions, the Pentagon's own reports out, Wired Magazine's reporting, is terrorism. In America, you submit to death.
Well, the soft kill, you know, I've been studying.
Sure,
it,
you know, sure. So what's your question for Gerald? What's your question?
My question is, you know, what could I do? Because I've showed videos to my dad about, like, Ted Gunderson, the retired FBI agent, coming out and about how, you know, 9/11 was staged and everything. The Federal Reserve, I'm starting to wake people up with the Federal Reserve, and some people are like...
Well, I mean, you can show your dad the video I did last hour, that part of the radio show where I showed mainstream news where the elites, Obama, Romney, the Chinese elite, none of them will eat GMO, but they want to force us to eat it, and then all the big studies where it causes giant tumors. I appreciate your call. I mean, look, when people won't listen to you, move on. Move on to those that can be saved. Gerald, what do you say?
Well, on the food issue, I've been talking about whole health healing for a long time. And you know how I feel about this whole issue. Nothing is going to change until the individuals change. And that means people have to get strong physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
All right, Gerald, unfortunately, your Skype's not working. We're a little bit of overdrive. I really wanted to take calls. And of course, Murphy's Law, that's when it is, Skype's breaking up. But we're going to try to get this fixed during the break, find out what's going on with Gerald's internet that's normally crystal clear. It may be our internet. God knows what's going on around here. Maybe we're doing some big uploads or something. We need to find out if that's happening. And I'll run around and try to figure out what's going on here and try to get Gerald Celente back on to take more of your calls. But you could make out some of what he was saying. Yeah, you're going to have to. I'm trying to make the decision. I got allergies so bad my face is puffed up, even though I've now lost even more weight. I mean, you know, I'm standing there in my underwear. I mean, I look like I'm 25 years old again. Belly's almost gone. Fat off my back's almost gone. I feel great. But because of allergies, you know, my face is puffed up. I'm trying to not eat GMO. Again, the major 9 to 10 food crops are all GMO now. It's hard to escape. They're going to come out with every major food item as GMO now. We're going to come back and do two more segments with Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. You can subscribe to the Trends Research Institute at TrendsResearch.com, get their news alerts and their great magazine, and support free speech and the First Amendment and true mavericks like Gerald. You can also subscribe at InfoWarsStore.com and get 13 issues, get the first one free, with free shipping to the new magazine, and use it as a tool to give to others. You can also buy them in bulk at cost, InfoWarsStore.com. We're continuing to take calls for Gerald Celente. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News at InfoWarsNews.com. Gerald, you were cutting out a bit, but, I mean, what do you say to people whose families laugh at them and say there's no tyranny going on? I mean, I would feel sorry for that family. I would try to keep giving them information like the InfoWars magazine or the Trends Journal. I mean, something like that, really well written with graphics and documentation to give them facts. But after that, I mean, I would just move on. I wouldn't plead with them because there's a lot of people who want to be helped and who want to be awakened. What do you say to that?
Well, they are being awakened. And a lot of people are. And as you said, you just move on. And by the way, to get rid of your allergy, cut out wheat and dairy if you haven't already, and guarantee it'll go away.
Sure, that's a big part of it. Yeah, the gluten.
You got to cut out wheat and dairy. You cut it out for about 3 weeks, and you'll see all your symptoms will leave, and then you can get back on it. You don't have to get rid of it for the rest of your life. I used to have those allergies too. Anyway, with the other issue is that people don't want to face the reality. Everything they believed in is a lie, and they can't face up to it. It's like Obama apologists. You show them one after another how Obama, I'm going to close Guantanamo Bay. I'm going to do away with torture, but we'll move them overseas. I'm going to, I got it. We're going to repeal the Patriot Act and restore habeas corpus rights. You go one after another on the Obama.
I'm not going to hire lobbyists. I'm not going to have banker bailouts. I'm not going to sign the NDAA when he wrote it. I mean, it's all about betrayal for a nation of suckers. Let's go to another call. MJ in Illinois, also listening on 1530 at WCKG. A lot of callers getting through from that station. You're on the air, MJ.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My question is, to my understanding, according to the Dodd-Frank bill, as of January 1st, our bank deposits will no longer be protected by the FDIC. So how? What way can we protect what we do have in the banks? I know we can't take everything out, but I'm just trying to find what's the solution around this new law.
Well, they're already going to devalue it anyways. Gerald, your comments on that.
Well, you know, you keep as little in as you can into the banks. You know, why would you keep your money in there anyway when they're not giving you any interest? So I just try to keep enough in there to cover my expenses. You know, why should I let them use my money? And this whole mentality, again, you know, there's a story, in the Financial Times about this lowering of interest rates. And you know what the banks are doing? Everybody's refinancing their homes. And the interest rate for refinance is probably about 3.4%. But you know what? It should be a lot lower considering where the Fed rates are. So what they're doing is not only are they taking your money and using it, but they're charging you more to get it when they're making more money with the lower interest rates. So again, it goes back to why should you trust them at all? And that was the lesson I learned with MF Global when they went into my segregated account, robbed my money, and you never heard any problems.
And he got caught lying, and the court said, hey, you're allowed to lie to Congress and steal money.
That's it. And nobody brought Corzine up on charges. They didn't even question.
No, he wasn't an old Amish man selling milk to a neighbor or a Girl Scout selling cookies who needs to be arrested. He was, he's a good global. Well, he's a member of the club, as you say, a member of the New World Order Mafia. Thank you so much for your call, MJ. Anything else? MJ's gone. We're going to go to break here in a little bit more with Gerald. Try to go to Martino's in Lithuania. I didn't even notice that somebody was calling from Lithuania. And then a few other callers with Gerald Celente. Again, I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. All I can say on this front as we go to break here is this. People say, hey, just be positive, that'll fix it. No, that's called being a gullible dupe. We have to admit how much trouble we're in if we're ever going to get out of this mess.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, we've been taking your calls today for Gerald Celente. We really appreciate him spending time with us today. Subscribe to the Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com. And they have discounts for people out there who are handicapped by the depression. So ask about those. Martinos in Lithuania, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. I apologize. I would have skipped ahead to you if I'd have noticed you were there. You're on the air. Your question.
Hello, Alex, Gerald. I have six important questions. Will China attack Singapore if World War III happens? How attack will affect economy and currency of Singapore? What proof do you give this fear?
Sure. When you call it World War III or the next great war is what Gerald calls it, how will it affect the economy? How will it affect the economy of Singapore? Gerald Celente.
Just to make that note, Singapore is becoming the gold center of the world. They just lowered all their taxes on buying gold, and they're trying to get a lot of people there to store it. I don't like it because, little bit too Chinese for me. But on the broader issue, this is not, you know how they say, Alex, that generals keep fighting the last war? This war is going to be very different. It's going to be weapons of mass destruction, but suitcase size.
Yeah, why are the elites running to Singapore, the Cook Islands, you name it? I mean, the elite is running. They've done a great job destroying things.
Yeah, so this is going to bring down the entire global economy. By the way, you see what's going on, again, as I keep putting all the pieces together.
Singapore wants gold in case everything collapses. They're going to confiscate it and use that gold, I'm just hypothetically saying this, to be able to purchase emergency goods for an island. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm asking you that.
Well, what I don't like about Singapore so much is its relationship with China. I've been to Singapore. You know, it's a branch of China in a lot of ways. And I just, I wouldn't put, only speaking for myself, I don't give financial advice. But and so Singapore, however, as the global economy, particularly in the West, continues to decline, it's going to hit all over the world. If Europe and the United States are the biggest buyers of Chinese and Asian goods, they're not buying. The unemployment rate now in Europe is officially at 11.4%.
More like 25.
Exactly. And the same thing, what do they hear? About 22. So you're seeing.
But here's my question. Why are the elite running to Singapore? That sounds like it's a good place.
I don't think that they're running there because, you know, they don't know either. And they're concerned about their money. And now, you know, because Switzerland sold out, you know, they, I used to call them, you know, the money cockroaches of the world. But now they're bending over, so they don't have a lot of places to put the money. So Singapore is becoming...
That's right. The mega government class and the mega corporations are exempt from taxes. Even the rich themselves aren't exempt from what they've created.
Exactly. So the whole system is collapsing. And to go back to the question, the war has begun. And what they're going to do, all of a sudden you're going to hear about weapons of mass destruction, suitcase-sized nukes, on and on, poisoning of water supplies, you name it. It's going to start happening more and more. And the more it happens, the more they clamp down on us, the more they clamp down on us.
Very well said. I'm sorry to all the other callers. I tried to get to as many as we could. I promise when we get Gerald back again in the future, we'll open the phones up again. Gerald, we got 30 seconds. What else are you looking at?
Well, gold prices, and you know, I've been talking about that, you know, I've been naming the breakout points as I've been on your show. And when it was down about 1670, I said I was buying again back in the market. And as we're speaking now, it's 1770 an ounce. My belief is if it closes out this week above $1,780 an ounce, get ready for the next gold bull run. It goes to 2,000 and above again. The news is in front of everybody's eyes. Record low interest rates around the world. The money presses are printing.
Thank you, Gerald. I'd stand in line for this.